Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace family of museums, with another Memphis moment. Few Memphians know that our city was once a center of the cigar-making trade. At one time, at least 11 cigar-making establishments operated here, and dozens of brands of cigars were produced. 300 Memphians were members of the Cigar Makers International Union of America, including at least one woman. And the Cigar Makers Union was a powerful force in the Memphis Trades and Labor Council. The Memphis Cigar Factory on Main Street was one of the most successful. In 1892, with the opening of the first Memphis Bridge, they brought out the Memphis Bridge cigar. After World War I, a new Memphis cigar called Hambone was introduced. It was named for cartoonist J.P. Alley's philosophical black character, Hambone. This 5-cent cigar, quote, of the finest quality, was advertised with a drawing of a cigar-puffing Hambone flying an airplane. The popularity of cigarettes, the time-consuming labor of cigar rolling, and other factors hurt the cigar trade in Memphis. In 1943, they saw the last meeting of the Memphis Union, with only 7 members remaining. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.